is probably more than Apollo 11 had. And the technology, of course, has been advanced over the last few decades, but they haven't been able to repeat the Apollo 11, which kind of makes me think that what they ought to do is have a breakaway, like have another group, like a vintage, a throwback, maybe a retro NASA ensemble. Give them a smaller budget, give them 1960s technology, and see if they can beat 2022 NASA to the moon. And I think they'll be able to. But sure, they're definitely washing money in space. I'm almost certain, though, that deep space is beneath our feet. I think all that money has been going into the development of underground architecture, infrastructure. Angst G said, could these mistakes be made on purpose? I always hear that. I hear a lot of people saying they're so bad, it's got to be on purpose. Like, are they trying to give us hints? It's a little wink to the truther. No, it's not on purpose. They lie about these things, they hide these things. They're actually that bad. There's a few reasons why they are so bad. Even the best movies in the world, best directors have continuity errors and flaws. We're talking about simulating, it's not always perfect. You always have errors. But what's more, if you're talking about Hollywood, you get a draw from the best in every field, best artists, best art director, actors. You have a better pool to draw from, a labor pool that is. With NASA, who are you going to hire to do your space fakery? Well, scum, liars, government workers, people whose qualifications for artistry on that level may not actually come from anything other than their ability to participate in a hoax. Like, yeah, if you're willing to play along, and that's why your first lunar lander was like literally shower rods, shower curtain rods and aluminum foil and scotch tape and construction paper. The gags. People say, why are crisis actors so bad? It's like, well, they couldn't make it into the Screen Actors Guild. They're not Hollywood. They're government actors. The Government Actors Guild, the gags, terrible actors. And I'm just saying that the astronauts are also government actors. They're not going to be as good as private sector. That's why there's no comparison in the space travel and the ISS and what we see in the movies and the video games. There's no comparison. Diana Southard says, like CGI Joe shaking hands with the air. His CGI assistant wasn't on his stage mark. Precisely. Exactly that. You can find examples of astronauts handing objects to other astronauts, and they'll put it on the shelf when they haven't actually grabbed it from the person. Like, has someone ever handed you something and you put it on a shelf only to realize that you didn't actually grab it? Probably not. But it happens in space with regularity.